I'm down here to support him. Come and see this site. Look at what's going on. It's all part of some of the work that we're doing, because, of course, the work that I'm doing includes people with disabilities, learning disabilities, everything else. Mm-hmm. We spend a lot of money in the UK on this, but I think sometimes what we don't focus on is how do you get people with disabilities ingrained back into the community so the value of their work shows people, do, you know, they have to give them respect for that. I think what's going on here is unique. I've seen a lot of projects, but this one is utterly unique. Yeah, what it does here is it gets everybody that sense that they're producing something, they sell stuff, they make money, they plough that money back in. It's actually a brilliant, brilliant concept, this. So everyone can feel proud of their work, and people in the community who get boxes of vegetables and stuff like that know where they came from, and they can feel good about themselves, saying, look, here's an enterprise that we can support because it genuinely provides, you know, food, etc., which is produced by people who previously in the past may well have been shunted off into some place where no one would ever see them again. Now they're in mainstream work. They're doing a job, and they're doing it and feeling proud about it. I think it's fantastic, really.
We need more people like Ken, people who are as passionate as him.
Yeah, well, Ken, so, as I said to Ken, it's not a job vocation for you.
Absolutely.
And he's completely committed. But, you know, when you see things like this with guys like Ken, what you begin to realise is there is a better way to do this stuff. So when I go back to the department, I will want to talk to them about some of the difficulties that he faces here locally. Steve, I think you were talking about this earlier on, you know, with the local authority, etc. They need to look at him differently, not just have a blanket view about some of the issues that they need to face. I mean, he is giving people who have difficulties a real shot and a chance. And I think you need to be, as a local authority, you should be flexible. You should be prepared to see what you can do to get the rules set so that this works for him and not make it difficult for him.
What would you say to those who might perhaps look at the your government's policy and say, well, the people that Ken helps are those who are being hard hit by changes to the welfare system?
Not example. Really, because we spend a significant amount of money on sickness and disability. I mean, this country spends, I think, all but about two or three countries ahead of us. We are amongst the top in the world in supporting people with sickness and disability. I think the figure is around £50 billion a year that we spend. Quite rightly, too, by the way. I support and back all that. And we've protected that money. So that money has not been frozen. Essentially, what we've done is protected all that. That's carried on growing in the right way, and so it should be, and we've been very good about that. But alongside that, it's not just the money. The key point that I'm making is you need organisations like this to do more than just say we support people financially. What we actually need to do is to, in a sense, change their lives, give them a real chance of self-worth, some sense of belonging, and to get respect. And that's the other thing we're trying to do. We started a campaign 3 years ago. I came up with this idea called Disability Confident. I'd like to see that visit here. I don't know if it's visit. It's going around the country. And what it does is try to say to employers and to people in the public, look, people with disabilities have incredible skills. You should think about employing them. You know, and there's a figure I discovered the other day. Somebody who has disabilities, if you employ somebody who has a disability, they're more likely to give you more than somebody who doesn't. They stay and work longer, they work harder. It's quite remarkable, actually. Their productivity is higher. And when I challenge businesses with that, they go, oh, I didn't know any of that. And I said, that's because you haven't tried and sought out somebody with disabilities. And you'll find every business that takes them on says, this is not, you know, at first we thought we had to do this, and then we discover, actually, our business is better for this. The people around them are better. And that's the exact point. So this is a very good example of giving people that sense of self-worth beyond just the money, but actually, you know, work. Point I always make about work and why I keep on going on about work. Work isn't just about money. Work is about you, about your development, about your self-worth, self-confidence, and about the people around you actually developing themselves. So this is a plus-plus once you get people into organisations like this. And this is unique, of course. So now, I came, actually, funnily enough, to visit the Eden Project when I was leader. Even I remember that. Some time ago. I've been here before. Obviously, I've been to St Austell on holidays many years ago. But
really? Whereabouts?
All over Cornwall, really. St Austell, I was up in, I think, let's see, I've been literally pretty almost every part of the coast at some point when I was a boy. Well, you didn't go abroad in those days, did you, really? You came to Cornwall. And it wasn't, you know, in those days, of course, this is a long time ago, it wasn't that developed. It was rather nice, actually. Still nice now. It's got more people coming in, I suppose. But it's a great place. And I would always say to everybody, you know, you don't need to go abroad, you come to Cornwall.